You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Heather Henley, the editor of Do Savannah from the Savannah Morning News. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Also with us is Scott West, the founder of Savannah Master Calendar. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Miss Emily.
And this weekend, of course, is Memorial Day weekend, and there are several ways to celebrate.
Indeed. On Friday, May 27th, starting at 6 o'clock, there is a reception entitled An American Hero. It's actually artwork and specifically illustrations that all deal with American military and American heroes. That's taking place at the Sulphur Studios. That gallery is located at Bull Street, just at 39th Street, and there will be refreshments. So it sounds like fun.
Yeah, and then on Saturday, there's kind of a big, you know, reenactment whole thing at Fort McAllister.
Oh, yes. On Saturday, we have the Memorial Day commemoration. Now, there will be Civil War reenactments for this historic fort. This is where Sherman ended his march to the sea, and living history programs, and they'll be firing the cannon. And if you've ever been out there, it's a lot of noise, but a lot of fun.
Gotta love the cannon.
Also, Scott, this is, of course, a big running town, and there are a couple of runs this weekend.
Right. Starting on Friday, we have a nighttime run. Usually, you know, runs are 8 or 8 o'clock in the morning. This one's at 9:30 at night. It's called the Nonstop Glow Run. There's all kinds of amazing things that are lit up that you have to, obstacles you go through, but they're all illuminated. And it starts at Lake Mayors out on Montgomery Crossroads.
Yeah, I did this one last year. There were glow sticks involved and like those inflatable obstacle things.
It's nice. Like,
it's a little crazy. Yeah.
And I think proceeds go toward COPE, which is Childhood Obesity Prevention and Education. So good cause.
Yeah, and then also there's another run on Saturday.
Another great cause, the 11th annual running of the Savannah Mile. Now, this benefits the 200 Club. And for people who don't know, the 200 Club is the foundation that gives money when first responders lose their life in the line of duty. It's taking place at Forsyth Park. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and all kinds of wonderful things are happening with that. But once again, it's to help those families that really need that help.
Yeah, and then also on Saturday, Heather, there's a really sort of different sounding dance event and competition.
Yeah, it's something new put on by the Elements of Essence group, and they're going to be having a marching band and majorette-inspired dance competition on Saturday at the West Broad Street YMCA. It's about $15 to get in. If you buy those in advance, you save a little bit of money. But you'll see all these teams, you know, just duking it out on the dance floor. It should be super fun.
Yeah, then on Sunday, Scott, there is some fun for the pet lovers among us.
Okay, after the afternoon, once you get out of church or whatever, at 2 o'clock, the One Love Animal Rescue, they're hosting Paint Your Pet Party at Art Bash Studio. Now, you don't take, you know, Fluffy or Rover and get him painted, but you take a photograph of your pet, and then artists on staff will help you paint an actual portrait of your animal. And all the money goes to an amazing local pet rescue group.
And who doesn't want a portrait of their beloved cat or dog?
Painted by you.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. Scott mentioned church. Of course, there's a very special church-focused event on Sunday.
Yes, Sunday evening at Telfer Square, Trinity United Methodist Church is going to be celebrating the retirement of Pastor Enoch Henry, and they are going to be having a big music blowout. There's going to be all your favorites, the Trainwrecks, Velvet Caravan, and more. So you can come out there, and the proceeds from that will support the Church Restoration Fund.
Yeah, and such a great space to hear live music in, too.
Mm-hmm. And the Reverend's been there for quite a long time. So,
also on Sunday, Heather, there is another fun event that is also a benefit.
Yes, if you enjoy your fashion runway shows, you can head to the Coastal Georgia Botanical Gardens, and they are having their Runway in Bloom show. So these are going to be local retailers, local student designers, and even some botanical-inspired looks. So, and that all raises funds for the gardens. They're trying to get their children's garden going and just their general education fund. Should be a fun night.
Yeah, well, Heather Henley, the editor of Do Savannah from the Savannah Morning News, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And Scott West, founder of Savannah Master Calendar, thanks for joining us.
Always fun to be out with GPB.